woods of Badkube remind you of God's creation, don't they? You just want to start smoking a Hubble bubble pipe. Here you are. Welcome, respectable commanders. A while ago, the courier of Abbas Mirza, the Crown Prince, came here and gave me the message, and I said I will oblige willingly, with great pleasure. We owe everything we have first to God and then to Abbas Mirza's kindness. May God protect him. Welcome. Welcome.
Hossein Goli Khan. The Russian general doesn't know that we are here, does he?
No, Brigoli Khan. He's staying at the castle of Badkube. I have entertained him so well that even if the army of the Russian Imperial attacks the castle, he won't understand who's who. General Sisyanov has sought shelter from me. Herding refugee. Even if he's the enemy, does not exist at all in my blood. We are Muslims. But since Badkube is obedient to the Iranian government, I can never betray my country. It is our 15th anniversary of governing Badkube.
Are we invited?
We are going to have a great big party. Are we invited? You're our special guests. This is a good chance for the Iranian troops to strike at General Sisyanov. You just have to wait until after the party is over. And if necessary, my men will join you in battle. If they get away this time, we won't be able to catch them again. Their next destination is St. Petersburg. I want to kill him with my own bare hands.
Of course, you can do it after the party ends. Yes. There he is over there. Where's Lachin Khan?
Where is he?
Over there. Shoot him.
No, don't.
General, We've been deceived. The Iranian troops have surrounded the Citadel.
We have no choice but to escape. I knew from the very beginning I couldn't trust the governor of Batkube.
Shoot him, Medik Holikhan. He's going to get away. Shoot him, Medik Holikhan. Shoot him, Medik Holikhan. He's getting away. Shoot him! Shoot him! Well done, Medik Holikhan. You hit him right in the middle of his chest.
Sisyanov is dead. The troops are returning to Tabriz victoriously.
What's going on?
The troops have returned.
I hope they have good news.
Oh, you can see how they've slowed our early morning business. How can we eat if we don't work? They're cheering as if they've conquered St. Petersburg or...
Shut that big mouth of yours.
Shut up. Whenever I call my donkey, you can start to bray. Worthless.
This Jew's talking too much. Get over here!
Take him inside.
These delusional people are either rushing to welcome the troops or preparing to rush to welcome them. Those are humans. That's what they do, and they're constantly running to the gates of Tabriz. Don't you guys have work to do? There's absolutely nothing going on there. Welcome! Welcome! It's an honor! Welcome!
Look at him. Look at the way he is riding his horse. He's making all the workers look bad.
He's got some nerve. He's making all the businessmen look bad.
Well, damn you.
Welcome. Welcome. Congratulations on your victory.
Is everything okay, Lashin Khan?
I have something to say, Your Highness.
Yes, please tell me.
It's hard for me to express my feelings for the commander of Azerbaijan.
I'm like your brother, Lashin Khan. You can trust me, brave man.
I want to get married.
That's great news, Commander. I shall throw you the best wedding for the commander of the Iranian army. Do you have anyone in mind?
Yes, of course, Your Highness. If possible, I'll introduce her to you.
Whatever you like.
May I? Aren't you going to welcome me?
Welcome, Commander. The people of Tabriz have welcomed you enough, I would say.
I want you to say it, Kidvan.
Welcome to Tabriz, Commander. Now go, Andre. Leave me alone.
Why do you insist on calling me Andre? I am Lachin Khan. I'm a Muslim now. What's wrong with that?
At the time when we were in Georgia, you were Andre and you wanted to marry me. Now that you're a Lachin Khan, you're a Muslim and you still want to marry. But nothing has changed between us. We're not made for each other. I'm not yours and you're not mine. Now leave me alone!
Nothing in this world can stop me.
Please leave me alone. I beg of you.
I'll wait for you. For as long as it takes, if anyone tries to stop me, I'll kill them! Kedvan! 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 I'll be back.
I was the daughter of the governor of Georgia, from the Bagratid dynasty. I was imprisoned by the Russians. The Iranian army bombarded the Russian military camp. We were saved, but I saw someone who I never ever thought I'd ever see again. I was released from captivity, but held captive by a man, Andre.
Who is Andre?
Andre is my cousin. My childhood playmate. He's become Muslim now, and has changed his name to Lachin Khan.
Interesting. I didn't know.
Yes. Ever since we were kids. He's wanted to marry me ever since he knew me. But I don't have the slightest feeling towards him. Maybe it's because of the dispute between our fathers when Andre proposed to me for the first time in my father's palace.
Kidvan. Wait. You have to hear me out. Kidvan. Wait, Kidvan. Wait.
I don't want to hear another word from you.
Our fathers have problems. How is this related to our feelings for each other?
I have no feelings for you, Andre. Why are you so selfish?
You do have feelings for me. You have to be my wife, Kit Von. Kit Von. Wait!
Father!
Commander. Forgive me. I want to officially ask you for Kit Von's hand in marriage. You have no right to treat me like this, you hear?
Andre. Andre! You have to escape. The commander has used you as bait to imprison your father. He might even kill you. Be careful.
I don't understand. How can the dispute between two brothers be related to us?
You must escape, Andre. Tiflis is no longer a safe place.
What are you talking about? I can't run away when the Russians are gonna attack Georgia. Your father must understand that the government of Tiflis is falling.
Andre, go! 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 Andrei was right. The Russian Imperial Army has taken over Georgia and the government of Tiflis fell. The enemies have surrounded... They've surrounded my father's palace. It was a horrible night. When I was captured, I thought to myself that I might be forced to kill myself with honor. Until the Iranian troops rescued us. We came to Tabriz, and now we are all alone.
Why won't you marry him? Lachin Khan is a fine commander.
That's what I fear most, that the Crown Prince will force me to marry him. That I'll be the sad wife of Andre. Or you're a Lachin Khan.
Abbas Mirza has never forced anyone into anything.
Do you love him?
He's the love of my life.
What about Essie?
The Crown Prince loves me more.
Because he himself chose me to be his wife. And now I'm the kind rival wife.
You know something? I don't like her much either, you know what I mean? I think the Crown Prince loves you more than he loves Asiye.
The outsider doesn't like me. She's saying those things behind my back. I know what to do with her. I have everything in control. Listen, you good-for-nothing. You'll go to town and spread rumors that Abbas Mirza, the Crown Prince, has fallen in love with the outsider. And then you'll tell them Rehan, has secretly and quietly proposed to her. This girl has completely lost her mind. Start by telling Hajar Baba, Rehan's father.
Leave it to me, my lady. I'm really, really experienced at spreading rumors.
I've been meaning to ask you something. Has the Crown Prince ever wanted to marry after you?
Abbas Mirza gave my father his word that he'd never marry after me, and that he'd take great care of me. He doesn't like to follow the marriage tradition in King Fatali's way.
Do your work well, you good for nothing.
What do you want?
A tiny bit of kindness.
We don't sell that here. Leave and go to that store over there. They sell it. It's on sale. They're selling everything cheap.
In return, my kindness is on sale. For really cheap.
Get lost or I'm going to kill you right now.
Okay, I'll leave. You're too impatient. I wish you would have been patient enough to hear me out and see what's happening to your poor daughter's life.
Shut the hell up, will you, you scoundrel?
Now I'll go to sell you the news. I was wrong to think that you deserve this information.
Wait. I'm going to make your life miserable. Don't cause me trouble. Start talking.
You should know that as we speak, your beloved daughter is ruining her own life. And you should also know that your son-in-law is going to marry that girl from Georgia. All his promises were lies.
I won't let him. He gave his word.
Oh, come now, Haji. If you make too much noise about it, I'll deny everything I said. I'm really good at denying everything, you know. Calm down so I can bring you more news. Then we'll come up with a good plan for that son-in-law of yours. Your daughter is so terrified of getting divorced that she won't say a word to him or anybody. She's even helping him out, and I need you to keep quiet so I can find a way to help you and Asya out over here.